Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day is today?
Today is Friday.
Friday, finally, the weekend is here.
And I'm so happy.
What are you so happy about?
Because it's Friday and, you know, because...
Because this is the show I love.
I love that show.
Let's get ready. The show's about to start.
8 more hours.
Keep going.
Till the weekend.
Give or take a few.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Yes, it is. It is showtime, baby.
Yes, it is.
Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty. Friday morning, it's about 6:05. I didn't realize this, Carla, that we are approaching our 1700th show.
Really?
Our 1700th show.
Wow. Wow. I think
it's next week sometime. Or
man, what are we...
How time is flying.
I know it.
Flown by.
Oh, man. It makes me feel old.
Sorry about that.
An ointment or a salve or something. I don't...
We have to have a cake we can be able to share with everybody. Fireworks and stuff like that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be.
I bet they'd get them.
I bet.
No, not us.
We'll do a big video.
Yeah, we can do a big video and do a show. Put on a big show.
I'll get the costumes.
Yes.
I'll get the lights.
I'll get the straws. And we'll do that.
There you go.
Jeez. So,
I just noticed that on our calendar. That's
so cool. That really is.
So,
wow.
Believe it or not, how the years have flown by. Thank you very much for sticking with us.
And you still didn't know how many pairs of underwear I had.
No. After all those years, I still am shocked. I was shocked at how many pairs of underwear that Jody had.
Yeah. Did you go look when you got home?
I actually did.
I took a picture. It doesn't do it justice, though. You can't really tell because the drawer, like, doesn't open all the way. You know, like, it's a drawer that doesn't open quite all the way. It doesn't do it justice.
This was from yesterday when we found out the average woman has 34 pairs of underwear in her drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
Jody,
of course,
and I have about 60.
Clearly, way above average. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 108. 109 the high tomorrow, and about the same on Sunday, so it shouldn't be too bad. Heating up, though. 90 right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I didn't believe it would happen, these two possibly getting together, but it looks like it is.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other stories after Men at Work, and who can it be now?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is from In Touch Weekly magazine. Now, they claim that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are allegedly spending time together. See, I never I just always thought, oh, that's so expected. And so it's so, like, trite. It's like, really? They're going to get together after doing the movie? Now, sources say, I have no confirmation on any of this.
Right.
That she's even moved some of her stuff into his apartment.
Wow.
Really? Because he's not even divorced yet. I didn't even think
Apart.
No, I didn't even think that he and Arena were living apart yet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
But friends say he's a very relationship-oriented guy comes down to it. And there's no question they're in love. Moving in together would be the next logical step.
Mm.
And they wouldn't have to pretend anymore. See, I think this is all whatever. Okay, we'll see.
All right.
Is A Star Is Born 2 coming out or something?
Yeah, I know. I know it. Yeah, what are we promoting here?
Yeah,
he apparently cleared a bunch of drawers out for her. Okay.
Okay. Once you get a drawer, you're in.
She's got like 1,000 pairs of underwear.
I bet.
Oh, I'll bet at least.
Now everything is gauged on the amount of underwear you have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bradley Cooper cleared a drawer for Lady Gaga.
Here, honey, you could have one drawer.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And one shelf in the medicine cabinet.
Thank you. Robert Downey Jr. has earned now $75 million from Avengers Endgame. He made $20 million up front and $55 million on the back end.
Boy, talk about somebody who really turned their career around.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Remember
well, he
when
had
he
a
was
great
in,
career, but he screwed up
he
personally.
Hit rock bottom.
Yeah, he did.
And nobody thought he'd be able to come back.
No, nope, but guess what? You wake up in the neighbor's bed not knowing where you are, and you wind up Iron Man. Exactly. The film has earned, by the way, $2.7 billion since it was released. Yeah. Wow.
You know what? Good for him.
I know. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're right. It's like, who knew? Who would have thought it? Did you guys watch the ESPYs?
No.
No? Well, reports are claiming that fake laughter may have been added to Tracy Morgan's opening monologue because critics said it was just awful. I just saw a couple minutes of it here and there. I don't happen to think he's that funny. But
I didn't even understand why they tabbed him.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I have no idea. I have no clue. They say that he bombed so badly as the host that you could actually see a lot of audience members just wincing. Yeah. So the camera would have to pull away from panning the crowd. Yeah. And the rumors. Boy, people, if you were waiting for this one, I think he retired how long ago? Like 4 months ago? Rob Gronkowski. The rumors of him returning to the Patriots are really heating up.
Oh.
Owner Robert Kraft says he'd welcome him back with open arms, kind of like when he welcomed his masseuse with an open robe. Okay. But Rob might not be gone for long, and he might be back with the Patriots very, very soon. I'm sure in time for football.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of him?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh my
I know.
Gosh.
I know it. Yeah. Oh, listen to Morty. Oh, my gosh.
Like, thinned out, man.
Yeah, he has. I know it.
He looks like a bird.
He does. That is my painfully deep take.
I don't know what this whole licking thing is, but it seems to be the rage now.
It's disgusting.
People licking ice cream, licking this, licking that in stores.
And other things that are bad.
A 10-year-old girl in Florida licked one of the tongue depressors at her doctor's office, then put it back in the jar. Her 30-year-old mom thought it was funny, started licking the depressors too, filmed it, shared the video on Snapchat before it ended up on Facebook. The mom says, we were just trying to be silly. They were tired of waiting. But now she's been charged with a felony.
Good.
Here are the authorities talking about it.
They're going to refer it to the state attorney's office to see whether or not charges can be brought against this person for that. It has to be something criminal because it's dealing with the health of individuals.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you. When I'm in a doctor's office, I just kind of snoop around, look around. I don't lick anything.
Oh, my God, no. No, why would you? Why would you be? Why are you going through the doctor's drawers anyhow?
Just to see what they're, you know.
Yeah, I always think, you know what, people? Guess what? You never know where there's a camera. Never do you know where there is a camera.
Here's the mom talking about it.
I had just been waiting a long time. I was not thinking. I was just being silly with my kids. If I could go back and change it, I definitely would.
Yeah,
you
bet.
Stupid idiot. You stupid. If I could say it on the air, I would say it. You stupid woman.
Stupid, jeez. Stupid. Well, she's just having fun with the daughter. Thought
she's
it would be cute.
She's a 30-year-old mom. You know what we're going to do?
Licking the tongue depressors.
God, this is so cool. It's so cool, Mom. Let's do it.
She put it back.
It's viral.
She put them back.
Cool. We'll post it on Twitter. Yeah. And well, you know what? Snapchat and well, Insta. Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
I had just been waiting a long time. I was not thinking.
This is Mom in her yoga pants, by the way. And her little boxy crop top with her daughter, who is wearing the same thing. Yeah, exactly.
Down in Florida.
Is she hot?
Oh, doesn't even matter. She stuck a freaking thing in her mouth. And
I wasn't going to go there, Morty, but since you did.
Oh, and when you get whatever she has, tell me how hot she is. Tell me how hot she is.
You really wanted to do that,
didn't
you?
She might have had canker sores in her mouth. Yeah. Is she hot?
Everybody, we got Melissa Etheridge tickets to give away.
You guys want a pair? Got to quit with the is she hot?
Ninth caller right now, 702-739-9636. Wow. See, I didn't.
I know you didn't go there.
Now, 702-739-9636. You got tickets for Melissa Etheridge. Good luck.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Leah on the phone, and Leah, you are a winner.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
You're number 9. You got the tickets. Melissa Etheridge. I believe it's for this.
Tonight.
Over at the Encore Theater at the Wynn Las Vegas. So you have tickets. Can you go?
Yes.
All
awesome.
Right. Perfect. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much. This is awesome.
By the way, your next chance to win will be in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:40. Those tickets for the Steve Miller Band. with him before he could buy him. 641. I want to remind everybody, because this happened to me a couple of days ago. I'm here in my office, and I get a call. It's one of those scams.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Grandpa?
Uh-huh.
Grandpa, it's your grandson?
Yeah.
I go, really?
Yeah.
It's my grandson. And what's your name? And he goes, this is Mike. Mikey. I said, really? You're my grandson, Mikey? Yes. What's your name again? Frankie. It's Frankie.
Oh.
And I started saying, before he hung up,
Pick a name.
If you're going to do a scam, pick a name and stick with it.
And a correct name would probably also help.
Thank you.
This inspired me, by the way, for something for our show, and I'll share it with you off the air.
Okay.
So, something that we need to do.
Just beware. These scams are still happening.
Yes.
And my uncle, God rest his soul, who passed away earlier this year, got scammed like this because he was that kind of guy. He was a nice guy.
No.
And sure enough, but these scams are still out there. So watch it. Be careful. Tell your parents. You know, identify the people that are calling.
Yes, don't tell them your name. Don't say their name either. Don't say, wait, my grandson is what?
Yeah.
Is such and such. Don't say that.
Okay?
Yeah. Good,
because
Mike.
Once they get that, then they have you. So just be careful. It is still happening. These scams where these people call up. Hello, Grandma?
Idiots.
Yes.
And most people, my dad got that several years ago, and I remember him telling me about it. He said, well, yeah, I knew, because they don't call me Grandpa, first of all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ethan, if he's going to call and scam, he calls me Papa.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, right?
Just be careful. It's still happening. You can win a 7-day Caribbean cruise for two in July, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer from Scenic Brewing Company and the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:03. By the way, you have a chance to win this morning. In fact, this hour. We'll open the phone lines and see if somebody can't win that 7-day Caribbean cruise. Check out the photo on the KKLZ website. Just click on the 96 Days of Summer icon. It'll take you to a page. Scroll down a little bit, and that's where you'll see the picture. There are still a few puzzle pieces remaining, but we will reveal another puzzle piece a little bit later on this morning. So, so from that picture, simply tell us the street address, city, state, zip, and what you think might be in Carla's pocket. All the details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today and warm today right through the weekend, Carla. It's going to be highs in the low to mid 100s. 108 today, the high tomorrow 109, and back to 108 on Sunday.
Okay.
It's already 90 outside this morning. Nothing's moving.
No, I know. I know it. Not a breeze.
Even the birds are sweating.
I know. Oh, tweet.
All right, a few things we think you should know. We're going to do that after Queen.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. The Villa Kitchen, or Via Italian Kitchen.
Yeah.
And we have them right here in Las Vegas. They have a new product out. It's pizza crusts. They say because we know the crust is everyone's favorite part of the pizza. Now, I don't know if that's true because a lot of people leave the crust, but it's five pieces of pizza crust in a box. And they say they actually look like crust from the pizza. They got traces of cheese and sauce all over them. I'm afraid they're just boxing up when I'm leaving. But if you want to buy them, five-pack, $2.75. That starts Thursday, next week.
Yeah, why are we throwing this away? We could actually box it up and
just
sell it.
Gather those up, Bob.
Yeah.
Put those in a box. Yeah, that's pretty cheap, though, $2.75. And they say, no, it's not breadsticks. That's totally different. This is the actual pizza crust. So
I wouldn't say it's
kind of
my
good idea.
Favorite part of the pizza.
Yeah.
But I do when people are at the house.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to throw their paper plate out with pizza.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you
got
that
the
guy?
Crust.
Whoa. I leave mine sometimes because I don't like a big bunch of crust because I might as well just eat another piece of pizza.
Right.
You know, but
that's
if it's
why
thinner,
I like going to get pizza with you.
Yes, yes. I
because
leave my
a
crust.
Lot of time.
You want
are
these?
You done with it?
I know. You want these? Here you go. I love it. I might actually have to try that. And I think that Villa has some decent pizza, actually.
Yeah.
It is, speaking of food, tomorrow, National French Fry Day. All sorts of surveys out there still put McDonald's fries at the top.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they're good, but I've heard other people say it might be Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
For the fries.
In-N-Out's generally up there for fries.
In-N-Out.
McDonald's is consistently at the top for their fries.
Okay.
In-N-Out, very popular. Arby's, they have crept up there because they've got a few different types. And then Chick-fil-A is close to the top
the
as well. Wendy's, yeah. Wendy's is up there. They say they're a little inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because you get the really good, you know, crispy ones, and then you get like that little flaccid one. And, you know, you throw the flaccid ones back. And...
How eloquently put.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And Twitter, you may have noticed, was temporarily down once again yesterday.
Yes,
I know.
People were freaking out.
They were. Well, yeah, because people had to go old school and just be really mean and insulting to people in person as opposed to anonymously. Mm-hmm. So it's fixed. Back up. All is good in the world. Again, but you watch out. There are earthquakes going on, too. Might I just throw that out there? There was one in Seattle last night. There was one just about 45 minutes ago, again, in Ridgecrest. So didn't feel it. It was in the 4.7, I believe it was.
It?
So, So be careful out there. Things are shaking and rattling and rolling. It is Friday, though. A few things you should know.
Just a... Going full circle last hour, talking about that woman, 30-year-old mom with her daughter at the doctor's office, all a part of this whole licking trend.
Yeah.
Licked all the tongue depressors in the doctor's office, put them back. But she also videoed the whole thing. It went viral on Snapchat before ending up on Facebook. And now the mother's facing charges.
Yeah.
But people started texting in about this as they got to work.
Yeah. Mary said, I was listening while I was driving, so I waited till now to text this. I'm sorry. She said, I'm with you, Carla. That lady with her kid at the doctor's office, what an idiot. Everyone knows you're going to wait at the doctor's office a long time. Maybe bring a book to read to your kid instead of teaching your kid to be an ass. She deserves the felony.
Wow.
Just for being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike said, if that mother who licked the tongue depressor and put it back was from Florida, she must be an astronaut.
Really?
Space between her ears.
Oh.
What an idiot. Sad that dumb is incurable. I love our listeners. I do. It's, you know, how stupid are people? I mean, seriously, you see some stupid things. A lady said to me yesterday, I was in line at the store, and she said, oh, my God, I love your short hair. I said, thank you. She said, it's so bold. I said, oh, well, I said, the earlier I get up, the shorter I get my haircut. No, it's just, it's so bold, she kept saying. I said, okay, all right.
Well, you are very bold.
I am bold. But then she says to me, I couldn't do it. She said, because that's just like saying, well, it's all up to my face now.
Yeah.
I just couldn't cut. It's like, what? Wait, what? I don't, what? Okay.
And you don't know this woman.
No. But I was like, is that a compliment? I don't, what did you just
all
do
all of a sudden your
there?
Friend's on Facebook.
I know.
And you're
Can I just buy
coffee?
My ointment? Can I please? Jeez.
Number 72.
Yeah.
Your ointment's ready.
Help me.
Oh, that's me. I gotta go.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you for the talk.
People are just, they're just dumb.
All right. Right now, we're going to look for caller number 9, Carla.
Uh-huh.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
702-739-9636. You get the chance to make an official guest to win that 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company in KKLZ. Got to be 25 years of age or older. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win a 7-day Caribbean cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Carla from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
Carla, we have Rosemary on the phone. Rosemary is our next contestant. Rosemary, we need you to tell us the exact street address, city, state, zip code where Carla's vacation photo was taken. And to win the cruise of a lifetime, what is in Carla's pocket?
Okay. 601 East Pratt Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. And I'm guessing CarMax?
You know what, Rosemary? You actually got 3 out of 5 correct.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you, wrong.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Think about
three out
it.
Of 5.
Check out the photo on our website. We reveal another puzzle piece later this morning. And your next chance to guess, Monday morning when we come back in the 7 o'clock hour. Now, if you want all the rules and details, just tap on your free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Woo! They are closing in.
I know it.
All right, 7:35, wow. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio, talking about new movies coming out this weekend. We will talk to him after Simple Minds.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend. And not one, but two movies. And oh boy.
Oh boy. Well, we have two just completely different films. First, we have a throwback old school comedy called Stuber.
This looks hilarious.
Yeah, and you got Kumail Nanjiani, who's just a great comedian.
Yes,
you know, I think he's one of my favorites. And
really
Dave Bautista, who you'll remember from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
He's all tattooed up. Well, he is a cop, and he's on the trail of a murderer, and he just had LASIK surgery that morning. So he's got the hot tip, and he's got to get there fast, and he can't drive his car.
So he
hires an Uber, and he's not very tech savvy. So, of course, the mild-mannered Kumail is his driver, who can't even, you know, turn around without making it a big production, you know. He's been recruited to be his partner.
Right.
So they're in gun battles. They're in car chases. They're in personal relationships with this girl he loves, and Bautista is this big powerhouse of a monster, right? So, and you think, well, these two extremes would make it funny, but it doesn't.
No,
The trailer, I know. I want to like this, and I think I know the problem is that Bautista wants to be the next action hero, and he should have done action films like Schwarzenegger, and then he did Twins, then he did Kindergarten Cop, because you're like, oh, Schwarzenegger's, look how goofy he is, because we're not used to it.
He did it backwards, and it doesn't work.
I think so, absolutely. Okay. So it didn't work for me. And the other one is the most ridiculous movie based on a true story about a girl and her father who are trapped in the basement in Florida during a Category 5 hurricane that's loaded with alligators. It's called Crawl. And this is a short and sweet movie. It's wet. It's messy sensation. I mean, you want to see people. I mean, at least six people get chewed up by a group of alligators.
For kids.
Oh, definitely not.
No,
I was like freaking out. I'm looking through my fingers because these things are chewing on people.
Right.
Great suspense. It is what it is. I love these kind of movies for the summer.
Right.
I had a great time with it. And good old Barry Pepper's back. I love him. He's playing the father. Ignore when he gets his, you know, arm bitten off.
He's
still going to make it. He's not going to go in shock.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff Howard, have a great weekend. Figure out the location of Carla's vacation pick and win that 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Going to reveal another puzzle piece here a little bit later on this morning, so make sure you check out the website, 96.3kklz.com. A lot of people say, well, I haven't been keeping track to catch up over the weekend. And like I said, if you go to our website, click on the 96 Days of Summer icon. That'll take you to the page. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see the puzzle pieces right there. Figure it out, and you could win. Street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Carla's pocket? Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that Rosemary guessed 3 out of 5 correct?
Yeah. Jeez.
So do that over the weekend. Your next chance to guess Monday morning with the Mike and Carla Morning Show in the 7 o'clock hour. Sunshine high 108 today, 109 tomorrow, and then back down to 108 on Sunday.
Okay, sure, down. Okay.
It's going to warm up, people, over the weekend. It's about 92. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
One of the most popular shows on TV, and it's saying bye-bye.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to find out what that show is, plus some other entertainment news coming up after Human League.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a lot of weird things going on with the royal family. Prince Harry under fire because people are complaining. He continually wears his favorite shoes. He's got these brown suede shoes, and they have blue laces in them, and they're all scuffed up. And people are saying, does he not own another pair of shoes? Or why does he wear the same shoes all the time? Well, because he's a guy. That's probably why.
It bothers them that much?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, people have been posting. They're tweeting about it. Yes, very upset. Change your shoes, Harry. I don't think it's that big a deal, but okay, whatever. And Meghan Markle getting shamed because she was holding baby Archie. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it looked like she was almost ready to drop him, kind of the way she was holding him.
Some of the girls downstairs were talking about that she doesn't know how to hold a baby.
Yeah, well, she probably doesn't, you know. But who died? Until you hold a baby, you don't really know how to hold a baby. But, you know, and I got news, she probably doesn't hold a baby all that often. Here, hold my baby. So, yeah, but all is well. Archie's fine. He's okay.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, he's all right. Okay. Like, he's going to be just fine. A new version of the Flintstones is in the works, and it's being produced by Elizabeth Banks. It'll be animated, but they say it's going to be geared towards adults. So, and no word on what network yet. I do like Elizabeth Banks. So I would imagine she would probably voice one of the females in it.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know about that one, but exactly.
Okay. I'll tell you when that show, the cartoon jumped the shark.
Oh,
when the alien showed up.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that was
a little tough to believe,
stupid.
That whole story theme.
Yeah, that was dumb. They should have just stayed in Bedrock. And you know, just dealt with Mr. Slade.
We're talking about it like it's a real
show. I know,
dinosaurs and aliens thing.
Yeah,
it's a cartoon.
He's dumb. It wasn't the Jetsons, so you leave the Jetsons to that.
Right. Okay.
And the Flintstones and Bedrock. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dino.
Yeah.
Okay. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I think we could voice it very easily, Mike, you and I. There you go. And How to Get Away with Murder will end after its upcoming sixth season. There will be 15 more episodes, and that will be it. Viola Davis tweeted, and I quote, "One of the greatest rides of my life." Yeah. Here's to the final extraordinary curtain call. This has been quite a show for her. She's an amazing actress. She's done so much. But this show, man.
You know what I love about her acting?
It's the most nerve-wracking show, huh?
She's a good crier.
Oh, she's a good crier and a good snotter.
Yes.
There's a lot of snot.
There's a lot of tears and snot going on.
Yeah.
So it's believable when she gets into that mood.
I know. Hoo-wee. Yeah. It's the most nerve-wracking show, I think, on TV. It's so... Oh, man, it's nerve. All of the people in it, to every single person in that show, it's just like, can I trust? Oh, I can't trust you now.
It's over.
Oh, God.
Done.
Okay, yeah, so 15 more episodes next season. That will be it. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
It's been a while since we survived 4th of July, and I'm almost embarrassed, Carla, to play this for you because it's from Indiana, a guy in Indiana who was standing on a barrel filled with fireworks last week. And naturally, when they exploded, he gets launched in the air, breaks an arm. And I consider that pretty lucky that he only broke his arm.
Yeah.
But here's what that sounded like. And there's always that one guy, you know, his best buddy, Goober.
Yeah, exactly. Holding the camera. Right.
All right, go ahead, light it.
No, you'll be fine. Oh.
Dude. That was awesome. I'm going to have to venture to say I think this might have been in the southern part of Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana is definitely two different states. It really is. Mm-hmm. It is.
It's like Florida.
Uh-huh.
The further south.
Is.
What is it? No, it's the opposite of Florida. They say in Florida, the further north you go, the more south it gets.
I think
in Indiana, the more north you get.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe it's not even like Florida. Yes. Something like that.
But it's completely different, but the same.
Yes. Yes.
I gotcha.
I hear you. Okay,
I heard
good.
Selling.
Tickets for Steve Miller. Going to tell you how to win those before you can even buy them. Do that in about 8-9 minutes.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All week we've been giving away these tickets before you can buy them. Steve Miller Band going to be at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. These are for the dates in October. Tickets go on sale, I believe, this morning at about 10 o'clock. You have a chance to win them before you can even buy them right now. Here you go. We've put together the beginning of three Steve Miller songs back to back to back.
Cool. Okay.
All you have to do is, from these clips, identify all three songs by title in order. Now, keep in mind, there's three songs. Here it is. That's it. Okay.
I like it.
Here it is again. All right. From those three clips, identify all three Steve Miller songs by title in order after we get through news and traffic or news and weather. with John Schaefer. I'm going to play it for you one more time because it goes by pretty quick. Yeah. Here it is. That's it.
Okay.
702-739-9636. That's the number. So the phone lines are on hold right now. Get through news and weather. And, of course, we'll take the phone lines off hold. Look for caller number 9. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them tickets for Steve Miller. All you have to do is identify from these three clips back to back to back by title the names of these Steve Miller songs in order. Here it is. We got Mark on the phone. Mark, go ahead. Give it a shot. Name all three songs.
Joker, Rockin' Me, and Abracadabra.
There you go. That's how easy it was. You got the tickets. Steve Miller Band, Encore Theater at the Wynn Las Vegas. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. These are from the dates in October. Can't even buy them until 10 o'clock this morning. You already have a pair. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This came out a couple of days ago. This guy in New York who went on a rant that went viral.
Oh, man.
Talking about how women won't date him because he's short. Well, now that video has, according to him, made him internet famous.
Okay.
Quote, I got girls hitting on me and I don't even know.
He also got
taken down by a dude, so he looks less
masculine.
He's
a total tool.
He's 45 years old. He's 5 foot even, and he owns a cleaning business, and he lives out of his van down by the river.
That makes sense.
My phone is blowing up like the president. I haven't even got to my friends. I got girls hitting on me. I don't even know.
No one's calling him.
Yeah, you don't even know. You don't even. I can't. I'm dead.
Or maybe the president's calling
me.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, the guy in Virginia wearing the Captain America shirt.
Yeah.
He attacked a couple of people in his house on Tuesday, and he hit them with a hammer like Thor. But he's Captain America, so I don't get it. But he was arrested with 2 felony counts of aggravating.
Wait a minute. How's Captain America? What?
It's a scene from Endgame, so.
Jeez. Yes, it sure is.
I mean, keep in mind, he was just wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't actually Captain America. And,
boy.
His hammer wasn't like the Thor, official Thor hammer.
Right, right. Yeah, he probably just had a ball peen.
Sometimes you got to use what you have.
Yeah. Or the kid's hammer, when you hit him, it goes, honk.
A little toy plastic.
Honk. Yes, yeah. Honk, honk.
He's wearing a blonde wig, like Thor. I don't know. I don't know. But it's Friday, people. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
That's right. These are the stories that are left.
that you didn't get Monday.
Yes, you want to tune in earlier in the week.
They were fabulous and very
weird.
This
is what I want to do, man. Drunk yoga is becoming the hot exercise trend. Maybe I do it and I don't even know Eli Walker is his name. He created it in 2017. Yeah. Says his yoga classes are 90 minutes long. Holy moly. Involve drinking red and white wine while performing yoga poses to 80s and 90s music. We gotta do this for like Mother's Day or something. Class
girls, pick out a box, red or white.
Okay. Class participants, they take sips after they perform difficult moves. I'm loving this.
See, ours would be gulps.
Yes, exactly. No, man. We might have to call Eli Walker.
Yeah.
Write that
Morty,
down.
Morty, track him down.
Track Walker. Down Eli Walker.
See, another idea you should have came up with.
I know. I think we did, Mike. That one time down in La Jolla, I think we did.
We just didn't follow through.
No, exactly.
Okay. Or remember.
And 52-year-old woman in England. Mm-hmm. She's a swinger, Mike. And this past weekend, she and her husband went to, it's called Swingfields Festival. In England. It's in Worcestershire. It's Europe's biggest sex festival.
Wow.
Now, she brought her A game. She did a bunch of different events. Jelly wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Nude tug of war.
Wow.
And a lot of the sex.
Yeah.
And they say she was working so hard she had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
One witness said, no, we saw her. She was really overdoing it.
Oh,
so,
really? Oh.
I don't know if you get a ribbon or something. I'm not sure.
And where do you pin it?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Okay.
Oh, the good news, she did survive. She's okay. She's going to be all right recovering.
Yeah.
You know, they say that it made these 700 or so swingers stop. They all kind of stop and took a break.
Okay.
They did quickly get back into the game.
Okay.
So,
okay?
Yeah.
All right.
She's all right. Get some water. Okay. She's good? Okay, good. Okay. That's right. She's good. Charlie good.
Yeah.
Charlie good. Cheerio. It is Friday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Well, you might have seen a really, really cool picture. It went viral this past week. It was from an Independence Day parade in Arlington, Texas. A little boy saw that one of the National Guard members, and they have to stand very still, you know, when they're doing their work.
And he was the one holding the American flag.
Yeah, yes, the one holding the flag. He couldn't bend down to tie his shoe that was untied. So this little boy went out, tied his shoe, and somebody snapped that picture. Well, I guess we got her on the phone.
Her name is Wendy Collins-Smith.
Yeah.
And she was at the parade. This thing has blown up. It really is a sweet picture.
It really is. Very cool.
And like you said, Carla, we have Wendy on the phone. Wendy, how is it that you even came about taking this picture?
My youngest is almost 10, and he was going to run to the restroom real quick. Well, didn't want him to go off on his own. And when we came back over to sit down in our chairs, the honor guard was in front of right where we were sitting. They just stopped. And, I mean, they were the very first thing in the parade. And I thought, well, that's a pretty picture, you know, with the flags and the sun and all that. So I grabbed my phone and took a picture. And when I did, the people were still kind of there. So I grabbed one more shot, and that's the one that I posted about 5 minutes later on Instagram. And shared to Facebook and said, you know, this is my America. This is what we love. This is what we need to see.
So how did you know? Who was the first person to contact you to give you an idea that this picture is like going viral?
I had friends here, you know, that I personally know that were like, Wendy, this is amazing. You need to make this public so we can share it. And I was like, okay. You know, I mean, I just wanted it to get out there. I didn't ever think that we would end up with this. Then about, probably like 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that, one of the local TV stations, the local NBC, had a reporter. And she called. She was like, this is amazing. I want to, you know, can we run with this? We were at my brother's swimming, and I walked back into the backyard, and I was like, okay, well, I'm famous, y'all, so get ready. Joking around, you know, about I need a team of people. I need a publicist.
Jeez.
I got to get a stylist so I look good.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I've been contacted by Russia, CNN, Fox, CBS.
Wait a second. The Russians called you?
Seriously.
They don't miss a trick,
boy,
do they?
No, they don't. God,
apparently not.
Jeez, they got people all over. Check for pictures.
Okay, so I just want time picture of the year.
That'd be very
just
cool.
Weekend in Bora Bora.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I can take some pictures there. We can set something up.
Okay.
That's great.
Wendy, you have a great day. Beautiful shot. Beautiful picture. Enjoy it.
Thanks.
And thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Isn't that a great story?
That is really cool. That's the awesome. Picture is absolutely adorable, too.
And if you haven't seen it, we can post it on the KKLZ Facebook page.
Yeah.
Which you can follow and link up with through our website, 963kklz.com. All right. By the way, we always say when you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it.
Yes.
Whether it's local or not, or if it involves you or not, send it off to our website. Just submit it through the website, 963kklz.com. Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union, you know they have those low loan rates. Help you get the car you want. Recapping this morning show. Well, stop licking stuff, people. Just stop licking stuff.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Also, Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, thumbs down on the Stuber movie.
Yeah, I know. And, hate to hear that.
And then said, hey, the Crawl movie, kind of gory, short and sweet, but you might want to see it if you like that kind of thing.
Okay.
And as we talked about earlier this morning, the phone scam where somebody calls you and says, hey, grandpa, grandma, it's your grandson, granddaughter. It happened to me. I caught him. kind of jacked around with them. They quickly hung up. But it's still out there. It's still happening. So it make sure. Tell your parents, or if you're in that situation, just be careful when you pick up the phone, because you never know who's going to be on the other end.
No
All right.
problem with humanity. You know what it is, Mike? It's the humans.
It's
That's
the humans.
What's wrong.
By the way, if you're not doing anything later today, you are going to be out at R.C. Willie.
I am. The one over here in Summerlin, just off of the 215 at, I believe, the Town Center.
Okay.
Come on by. 4 to 6, I'll be over there. They got some great sales going on right now. Get out of the heat. Come on inside. Do a little shopping. Buy a new couch, something like that.
Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Yeah.
And we're back bright and early Monday morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.